20% of Virginia's population is African American, and roughly another 7% is made up of other minorities. But minorities currently only hold the majority in one of the state's 11 congressional districts, the third. The plan passed by the House of Delegates would make minimal changes to each of these districts, while the proposal adopted by the Senate's Privileges and Elections Committee would redistribute minority population from the 3rd to the 4th district. This would make the 4th a majority-minority district and leave the 3rd with a large minority population, and ultimately a district that would favor the state's only African-American congressman, Democrat Bobby Scott. Democratic Senator Mamie Locke of Hampton, chairwoman of the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus, submitted the plan.
My plan is a superior plan because it takes into consideration the fact that even though population shifts have occurred in Virginia and Northern Virginia with less than Hampton Roads and Southwest, this plan very clearly demonstrates that we can create a district where there can be a significant minority influence and that it reduces the packing that occurs currently with the 3rd Congressional District. If you're putting all of the minorities into one district primarily, then you don't have to worry about them outside of that.
Republican Senator Mark Obenshain of Harrisonburg was disappointed with the development process of Locke's plan.
It's a plan that was put together behind closed doors by a small group of Democratic legislators who made no effort to engage in an effort to make this bipartisan plan. Honestly, I'm not even at a point where I can comment on the merits of it because the map was made available to us this morning. We haven't had an opportunity to break it down, haven't had an opportunity to see what it does to districts, precincts, or anything else.
Republican Delegate Bill Janis of Henrico patroned the opposing House plan.
I'm assuming it'll go to conference committee. We had 71 yes votes in the House, broad bipartisan support for it. The majority of the Black caucus in the House voted for this, so I'm assuming that they'll reject the amendment that comes over from the Senate and we'll be able to go to conference with it. I don't think that the plan with the Locke amendment on top of it will gain bipartisan support over here in the Senate. I'm going to hold out for this as little change as possible. I think this plan is bipartisan in nature. It not only represents the work product of the input from all 11 congressmen, Republican and Democrat, but it's the product of a bipartisan coalition in the House of Delegates. Candidly, I don't see any reason why we would relent from that position. It's constitutionally defensible. It's compliant with all federal law. It meets the requirements of the Voting Rights Act.
Governor Bob McDonnell has not publicly endorsed any redistricting plan for the state legislature or the congressional delegation, but says he will evaluate them both based on strict criteria.
We're going to make the decisions on what to do based on the law, the principles that are embodied in the state constitution, statutes, and the federal statutes, the Voting Rights Act, the principles of communities of interest and contiguity of land masses and those areas. And our folks have done some initial reviews, but I don't have any announcements yet about what to do.
With the General Assembly's work now complete on the House of Delegates and State Senate maps, the governor has just 7 days to recommend any amendments or veto. The legislature is now set to reconvene on April 25th to continue work on the congressional plan. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.